Welcome to Design 30. My name is Jason Bilyeu, and in this podcast, I provide design strategies and tools to improve creativity, innovation, and overall design confidence. This is a despair-less Friday, and for this Friday, because it's a big week, big things were happening this week, how could I talk about anything other than SpaceX? And they had their Starship launch. What was this? I think it was their second, well, I don't know how many launches they've actually done, but it was their second time landing what was essentially a building onto these little chopsticks, I think is what they call them, which is crazy. I mean, you can't see something like that and despair, right? So that's what we're going to talk about. Before we get into it, as always, make sure to follow me on X. All of this stuff is live on X first. That is kind of the platform that I'm focusing on. But of course, it is also available on YouTube. And all of these episodes, the audio can be found anywhere podcasts are found. And if you are listening to the podcast, I would really appreciate a rating. No matter what platform you're using, the ratings are very useful. Okay, so for today's Despair Less Friday, we got to talk about this SpaceX company, right? Like what they are doing with the Starship and the innovation, the audacity, the adventure, the goals, the vision. It's just, it's something that I find very, very inspiring. Despair is something that I've touched on quite a bit recently, obviously with these Friday episodes. And that's, like I've described it in the past, it's basically this idea of that what we're doing and what we do doesn't really matter. And I feel like it just leads you down this path of not really going for big goals, just kind of coasting, getting by, just, I don't know, just kind of indulging, but not really enjoying or having kind of that spark or that spice to life. And I feel like what is happening with SpaceX and what Elon Musk is driving that company to do is just the opposite of it, right? They have this incredible goal of we're going to get humans to Mars. We're going to make humanity a multi-planetary species, which is crazy, right? Like everybody thinks it's kind of crazy. Does anybody really believe it's going to happen? Well, a few people do. Those people probably work at SpaceX or another space company. And I just love to see people with huge goals like that and companies with these big visions where they're pushing the people who work there to develop something that has never existed before, to create something absolutely new, to accomplish something new, to go on this big grand adventure. And on Thursday, we saw that in real life. I mean, if you haven't seen the video of this booster landing itself, I posted it on X. It's all over the place. You can go find it. You have to watch it. I mean, it's basically how tall is it? A 10-story building, essentially. This thing is massive. And as it's just, you know, obviously first it launches off, gets, I think it's essentially the first stage booster, right? That falls off. And as it's falling back down to Earth, you know, it looks like it's falling out of control. But then all of a sudden, you start seeing some of the rocket bursts, and this thing starts self-correcting, and it starts coming closer and closer to, like, the launch pad, essentially. And then it's just kind of neatly and nicely, almost, I think I heard someone describe it, like, parallel parks itself, just parks itself right onto these two little, I think they call them chopsticks, these two arms that stick out that catch it. And it's something that I really want to go see in real life because I feel like that's going to be a whole nother experience in and of itself. But it's just so inspiring of what humans are capable of doing. And you've probably heard the stories, like the people at SpaceX are pushed really, really hard. It's a really intense environment. You got to put in long hours, put in a lot of work, and you have to be basically like a top quality engineer to even get a chance there. But what they're able to pull off is just incredible. People have kind of, they've bought into this idea that making humanity a multi-planetary species is worth doing, and that we need to get to Mars. And there's something about that adventure, that drive, that exploration that, I don't know, I feel like you just can't help but feel inspired by it, right? And it's kind of, it's whatever despair is, it's the opposite of that. I feel like seeing that booster come back down and land itself, like that is the opposite of what despair is. And it's this idea that when we as humans have a common goal, a common mindset, and we come together and we work hard together and we're willing to put in the time and the effort, we can create things that are incredible, amazing, and meaningful, right? Like this company, like who knows if they'll actually be able to pull it off, but if they can, I mean, they are going to be a part of getting humans to a different planet, which is just, I mean, insane. And perhaps it's never happened in the history of the universe. We don't know, you know, maybe there's other life out there, maybe not. But if there's not, that means that in the history of the universe, no species has ever created something that it could then launch itself with to go to another planet. I mean, that's insane. That's crazy. And I think it's just something that we need. We need these missions, this purpose in our lives, these adventures. You know, you always hear about like the hero's journey and how people need to leave home. They need to leave comfort. They need to find some sort of noble goal, something to shoot for, something to achieve, something to strive for, some adventure to go on that's going to challenge them. It's going to push them. It's going to be something that causes them to grow and to learn about the world, but also learn about themselves. And then that's not the end. Also part of that, part of the meaning, part of the reason why you go through these things and learn these things is you got to bring that knowledge back. So whether that's bringing it back to your family, bringing it back to your country, your people, your company, you know, you could apply it in so many different situations. And that's part of kind of what I'm trying to do with this podcast, right? It's like, I have these different things. I'm reading these books and I'm an engineer myself and trying out new things and testing new things and just thinking about ideas and these concepts of, you know, how does design and engineering and meaning and despair and how do all these things kind of come together, and why is putting all of this time and effort into something as an engineer or a designer, you know, these things are hard, they're difficult. Sometimes you have no idea whether it's going to succeed, whether it's going to make an impact. Why are those things worth doing? And that's kind of part of what my life goal is to figure out. And I feel like I'm on that journey. And this podcast is just a part of that, right? It's me talking about it and giving me a place to bring these ideas up, giving me a reason to kind of, you know, think through these ideas a bit more in my own head, and then try to be able to explain it, which is super beneficial for me and hopefully beneficial for other people listening. So yeah, this week is just, it's always cool to see those videos. If you haven't seen it again, I highly recommend just YouTube it, go on X, go on whatever social media site, it's everywhere, it's all over the place. Just really, really impressive engineering, really impressive design work. So shout out to the SpaceX team. You guys are doing incredible, incredible work that's very inspirational for the rest of us engineers, the rest of us working on other meaningful and hopefully just as impactful designs and work in our lives. Yeah, so there's something to send you into your weekend, just to give you, maybe just take a bite out of that little bit of despair. We all have it. And at different points in our lives, we experience a little bit more than others, right? Here's something just to give you a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of hope, and a little bit of just awe and seeing something done that's incredible, right? So that's it for this Despair Last Friday. As always, please, if you enjoy this, share it, comment below. If there's things you want me to talk about on here, discuss, please reach out. Comments are the best way to do it. repost with a quote, right? So you can have your question above it. Those things really help me out as help out the podcast, help get it out there to other people. And that's also just a really fun way to interact. So that's all I've got for today. As always, remember, design more, despair less, and thank you for watching.